Well, after a year of Zoom play readings, GEDS are back with their very first live show in a theatre next week. And that show will be Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett. I'm joined in the studio now by director John Ward and actor Gary Bird from the show. So thank you so much for coming in. John and Gary, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Kat. Good to be here, finally.
Great to have you here. Now, I want to find out about this play. I've seen it. I've seen Waiting for Godot, but it was a long old time ago. So can you tell me what it's all about?
Sure, briefly. Basically, the play is it's described by the author as a tragicomedy in two acts. And what it basically is about is two guys called Vladimir and Estragon who are waiting at the side of the road for somebody called Godot. I don't think I'm giving anything away to say that Godot actually never arrives, but it's about their time waiting. And various other characters pop along the road and they talk to them and they it's basically how they amuse themselves and what they do while waiting for Godot. And we're never quite sure like who Godot is or what he's promised them, but it's some kind of salvation that they're waiting for. And then in Act Two, much the same thing happens as in Act One, with slight differences, which is kind of the mystery about the play. There are things going on in the background that you're not quite sure of, but that's essentially what the play is about.
There's like a lot of confusion from watching it, and there's also a lot of pressure on the two actors that are on stage throughout the entire thing. Gary, you've got a lot of lines to learn. It's quite line heavy.
It's line heavy. Fortunately, most of the lines are short lines. There's a lot of rapid repartee, one-liners, so to speak, but there are some monologues and there's a lot of lines to learn, yeah.
Samuel Beckett was kind of known for that. He's very text heavy.
He was very wordy, yeah. He probably didn't get invited to many parties. You
know? What's it like? Is there a lot of pressure on you because you don't get to go off and have a little breather and a glass of water backstage whilst another scene is happening? I mean, I've done a GEDS play. I've been in a GEDS play a long time ago.
I remember that.
But I got a little bit of time off stage every now and then. And as an actor, you kind of appreciate that.
Yeah, aside from the interval, there is an interval.
Right.
I do get to leave the stage twice to answer the call of nature, but I'm only off stage for about 5 or 10 seconds.
Not really. It's in the script.
It's in the script.
Yeah. it's not what he's actually doing.
Nature is not really answered, but...
Why do you think that this play has come back time and time and time again? I'd say this is the most famous of Samuel Beckett's. I'd say that this is the most reproduced, most redone. Why do you think this one is so big?
Yeah, it has been done quite a lot. I mean, it was done recently by Patrick Stewart and McKellen on Broadway and the West End. And Steve Martin and Robin Williams have done it. Ethan Hawke recently did it again on Zoom. So it has popped up a lot. I think, I mean... Basically, the trick Beckett pulled off with his play is he stripped it right down to its bare essentials of a story, and in that it kind of makes this kind of statement on the human condition about like how we're all waiting for somebody and how we have to kind of amuse ourselves to get through all this, and we're not really sure what's going on. This is the kind of idea that Beckett put out in this play, and it resonates a lot with people. It resonates around the world. It's been produced in a lot of different places that you wouldn't expect, like San Quentin prison and Sarajevo during the siege, and South Africa, and all these places where there's people who are kind of waiting for salvation. But it's been produced a lot around the world and still is to this day.
As the director, did you want to base it on any particular production, or did you want to make it slightly different somehow? And if so, how?
Well, no, I mean, I'm kind of, there's been very many versions of it, some slower than others. I wanted to base it on some of the more recent ones that I'd seen, which are faster and funnier. It's a snappier banter about the way these guys are talking. So that's kind of, it's really to bring out the comedy of the language and the comedy of the play, you know.
The comedy of the tragedy.
The comedy of the tragedy,
that none
exactly.
None of us know what we're doing.
Exactly.
These poor guys
waiting for someone to save them and they don't even know who it is.
Universal condition.
it's not been easy over the last year. This was something that you wanted to put on spring of 2020 for various reasons. I think we all know it did not quite happen, but it's been quite tricky over the last year or so.
Yeah, the irony of waiting for Godot was not lost on us. It's been postponed 4 times, and finally we've made it. But basically we were on hold for a year, and there's various characters have had to be recast, and it's been a long journey. But we're finally. at the point where Godot might arrive, you know. So,
do you think it's actually going to be a bit of an emotional moment? I do speculate that whether you're going to be a bit emotional afterwards, having getting back on stage. Everyone that does this and works in Geds is doing this as a volunteer. You love this. You're passionate about this. You're doing this quite often around other jobs, other projects that you're doing. You do this because you're passionate about it. You haven't been able to do it for a long time. So, Gary, I'm going to throw this question to you. Are you going to? Is this going to be a little emotional moment on stage?
Well, I think so. After doing a string of Zoom plays, which I enjoyed, but it's frustrating doing a Zoom play because you can't hear the reaction to the audience until after the play's over. You don't hear simultaneous laughter or anything like that. So, yeah, it'll be nice to get my feet on the boards again and to be face to face with an audience that's out there breathing.
Yeah, absolutely. Right there in the room.
Maybe
behind masks? Are we wearing masks in it or no?
No, I don't believe masks are required in the theatre itself. It requires the pass sanitaire to get in. That's a requirement of the law now. But I don't think masks are required.
So once you're in, because you've got the pass sanitaire, you'll be.
Okay. Once you're in, it's a normal night at the theatre.
Lovely. Well, when is it on, John?
We're starting next Tuesday is the opening night, Tuesday the 5th to the 9th. We'll be ready for that.
Where can we buy tickets?
Online,
geds.ch, which is the Geds website. You'll see a link on the front page of that, and you can get there that way.
Lovely. If you want to win tickets today, let me know. One of the characters' names can be one of the main names, one of the main characters, or it can be one of the side characters that crops up. There are just a couple of them. But let us know. If you want to win tickets for the show, all you need to do is send that in studio@worldradio.ch, or you can text 939, start your message off with WRS, Gary.
And it'll be performed at the Théâtre Espérance.
Lovely. Thank you very much in Geneva. Perfect. Break a leg.
Thanks.